The Electoral Commission has launched a five-year strategic plan to create a world-class, trusted and independent electoral body. Speaking at the official launch, which also coincided with the launch of the EC website and new corporate logo, the chairperson of the commission, Mrs. Charlotte Osei, said the EC will continue to deliver on its mandate of ensuring free and fair elections in Ghana and regulate the activities of all the registered political parties in the country. We bring you Felix Kofi's report.
The new corporate logo of the EC is a blue background with eight inward moving arrows and red, gold and green dots, which according to the EC represents the country. Madame Charlotte Osei said the new logo has become necessary because the old logo does not represent the authority of the state and the use of the coat of arms is not appropriate. She said the EC will develop and maintain a relationship of trust and credibility with the citizens, political parties, state institutions, and all other stakeholders to realize its objectives.
The blue in the circle represents unity. Singular and unified, we are going to be in our purpose and in ensuring that our democracy grows from strength to strength. The blue represents stability and independence of the commission. The inward moving arrows reflect all the people of Ghana coming together equally because it's one person, one vote, and every vote has the same value. The use of the red, gold and green, of course, represent our country, Ghana. And so the entire new identity represents a unified common purpose and vision and demonstrates our independence as an institution. Why did we remove the coat of arms? Because we do not represent the authority of the state. We are more than the ballot box. Our mandate is beyond just the ballot box, as we've explained. And we believe that, and even from the research we did, the coat of arms does not speak to the independence, legal and functional independence of the commission. We should not represent the authority of the state.
Mrs. Osei said, in line with a five-year strategic plan, the election will ensure that political parties work within the remit of the law.
We came up with a new vision statement that the Electoral Commission of Ghana will be a benchmark in Africa for enabling independent, trusted, world-class democratic elections for the citizens of Ghana and all the candidates who take part in our elections. Our mission at the EC, our job, is to deliver on the electoral mandate to enable and facilitate free and fair elections in Ghana and regulate the activities of all registered political parties. We have about 1,400 permanent staff at different levels of the commission, but we also work with so many temporary staff, and for instance, in this year's elections, we will be working with almost 146,000 temporary officials. It was important in our view that every single staff, permanent and temporary, knows the kind of values you sign up for when you agree to work with the Electoral Commission.
Mrs. Osei said the EC is also focusing on human resources development to make the commission more efficient.
It's a new logo. We need to look at it carefully, look at the signal that is sent.
I was a bit surprised that she came to the logo and put golf there. I thought they were trying to eliminate anything which has to do. So I'm surprised that this is where golf came in again. Because she wanted to be totally independent. But why put the golf there as part of the website?